There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Eagles!
Terrell Parker making national news, not in a good way. The Eagles chant. I don't understand. WIP routinely down the hall plays, I think Jack Fritz a couple weeks ago, five of the worst. Usually people put extra letters in there. They just get crazy that they're going to engage in this. And something is way off. Maybe you have to hold up a card in front of
Can we get just one clean one from Dom Giordano?
No, I'm not doing it. The voice. No. I'm following my own prescription here. Right. Yeah. So if you'd like to.
We need one by the end of the week, though. We got the NFC Championship on the horizon.
Yeah, maybe Friday.
All right.
But that's another. I am really sensitive to talking over at events. You know, people are nice, but there's stuff loud playing and you're talking up. That's how, and I've been through it too many times. Once you get into that zone, it's like,
man, it's hard to get out.
Yep. But I'll do it. That's not that hard. So 855-839-1210.
Just ruined your entire weekend.
Tom Homan was just on Fox a little while ago, just saw this, and I can't tell you what the reasoning is, but he now said he's ahead of ICE. Well, he's the border czar. We are going to shut down the border. That's what we're doing. But we have not seen these ICE actions internally. And again, that President Trump at times puts guardrails on people when he thinks they've gone too far. A.K.A. RFK Jr. with the polio vaccine. Does he think Homan was too public on these raids? And now we have day two and nothing has happened. I can't tell if that's it. He signed all these sweeping actions, which are great. But the tell will be when ICE is out there actually deporting people who have orders to be deported. Now, I'm told there's any number. Tomorrow, we'll have the Heritage Foundation on. I had a great guest on last night talking about this. And she thinks, you know, Trump is trying to avoid an incident where there's violence that the media will pounce on. And then the narrative, you know, and these are difficult situations as far as taking people out. Some of them are in jail already. But day two, and Homan just on Fox saying,
"Well,
let's see. Here's Homan, and think of the tone of what Homan has been before, and why now is he backtracking?"
ICE officers throughout the country were told today, "Go make arrests of those here illegally that have a public safety problem, public safety threat. So they've developed target sheets, an operational plan that they go out in the field, a whole team goes. They're out there right now looking for the most serious public safety threats throughout the country. We're putting them back to work. President Trump's a game changer. Every one of the executive orders we worked on, and these are game changers. This is going to give us the most secure border in my lifetime.
All right.
So it's a little bit different than we are seeing with the real deportation part of this. We'll see in a moment. He did shut down that CBP One app. That's gone. Jim Worthington will join us at 2:30, I believe. He's joining now. Okay. He's in the middle of a workout. The guy's been in Washington. I don't know if he ran a marathon or not while he was there. Our host yesterday at the NAC was one of only approximately 600 people that was inside the Capitol Rotunda. And he actually was at the dinner table with RFK Jr.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Did he say, Jim, put down that steak? Do you know what's in that steak? Let's go to Jim Worthington here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, welcome back. Apparently,
hey, Dom, how you doing?
It was a whirlwind, I'm sure. Every person I've interviewed that was down there has lost their voice or their mind or both. How are you feeling?
It's a little bit exhausting, I will tell you. I was only down there probably 28 hours. It seemed like 5 weeks. I mean, it was just exhausting. Got down there Sunday at 2 o'clock, had a presidential candlelight dinner that evening, which was amazing. And then I was in the Capitol. I was in the Emancipation Hall. There was only 1,100 people total in the Capitol. I was not in the rotunda, but I was in the in the Emancipation Hall with a lot of the government, state governor types, the diplomats, the Congress and Senate wives and spouses. And so I was with them and I felt blessed. That was great. President came down right after that, after his inauguration oath, and came down and addressed us immediately. In fact, well, we were privileged. His talk to us was longer than his oath speech. I think he was 20 some minutes there, and he was like 40 minutes with us. But by the way, he was off the cuff downstairs when he addressed us. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's
he didn't let loose.
Yeah, that's what we were told versus what he had to do in the other speech. Now, RFK Jr., Jim, you were around him also. What's your sense of what he plans to do?
Well, yeah, we had dinner with him at a table of 10 people, and I spent about 2.5 hours with his wife, Cheryl, and my wife, Kim. We were right next to him. I mean, he's really going to dive in, obviously, to this nutrition and food sourcing type thing. He's convinced that obesity in America is caused by the processed foods and all the different things that we do in America that they don't do anywhere else in the world. He thinks, you know, a lot of that has to do with just greed and the fact that, you know, you can be able to make these foods last longer and they have longer shelf life, which means that, you know, it cuts the cost for these food companies. And he's very, very concerned about that. Another thing that's really of interest, and, you know, I'm a health club guy, so we really got into this, the lack of testosterone in young males and why he thinks
wait a minute here.
Critical.
Greg Stocker's monitoring this for the next producer's test. I'm looking around here, Jim. And Jim, what's your thought on that? Wow, if Kennedy starts getting into this, as I've said, Jim, I don't know about you. Look, Trump is another world, but close to that, this guy is going to be bringing up stuff like what you just mentioned that will have more people talking, and he's going to break through with suburbanites. This is the government actually helping you. But what did he say about testosterone?
Well, basically that, you know, because of the food sources that the people eat, particularly young men, that they're lacking, you know, the proper levels of testosterone, which causes all kinds of problems. It causes health problems, obviously, in regards to your aggressiveness, you know, it affects the military, sports, all kinds of things. But just day to day, you know, it makes you less aggressive. You don't develop as well. Muscle mass. I mean, it just all works into the whole thing of America's just not healthy, and it's affecting our male population and young males. And so he's really onto that. you know, just a number of things. I was basically talking to him about, you know, his thing is, and by the way, he's a very fit guy and he works out every day. But, you know, complementing the nutrition thing, which I think is 70% of the problem in America, is exercise. And is, I think without keeping people moving, that, you know, you're never going to solve the healthcare crisis. And exercise is medicine. Of course, he agrees 100%. And then in that, and there's a guy that does it. I mean, by the way, he's all a 6'6", 6'1". I asked him how much he weighs. He's 190 pounds. He's a rock. I don't know if you've ever seen any of the videos.
Yes, that he does. Yes.
Yeah. So I asked him about his fitness regimen and what he does. And it was pretty interesting to hear how he works out weightlifting wise. And he actually is a big believer in, you know, weight training and for all ages, from youth all the way up to seniors. And I believe that as well. I mean, we were not that cardio is not good, but people, you know, get on these ellipticals and treadmills and they pound out an hour a day and they think, okay, you know, I'm fit. Well, no, I mean, you've got to build muscle mass as you get older because you lose that as you get age. So it was, by the way, it was just amazing. I invited him to Newtown. He's, you know, he's very close to Dr. Oz, who I'm very good friends with. So we talked about that relationship and how Oz is going to, you know, go into the, you know, the you know, the Medicare, Medicaid department of the of HHS. And truth be told, I think if I'm going to play a role in the administration, I'll probably be involved in HHS at some level, not in a paid capacity. I'll never move to Washington. I love Bucks County, but I'll do something on a board, and that's what they're kind of looking at now. So I think that's the other reason why they sat me next to RFK, so that we could exchange some ideas and some things I have in mind to help his cause. He's the boss, so we'll see how things go.
That is even more remarkable. I wrote down in big letters the testosterone when he starts talking about that in the confirmation hearings. Let's hope Elizabeth Taylor is on the other side of the question. Jim, yesterday, spectacular at another part of your facilities. Standing room only crowd. Of course, Linda Mitchell and then your other person for that thing that was, oh, my God, it was as good of an event. But we missed having you there. Knew you were going to be in Washington, but it was just stunning. No place like it.
Well, she was beaming yesterday and today. I checked in with her. Sorry, I wasn't able to get on the phone with you yesterday afternoon to give you the update. Yeah. Then I was got pulled into a Pennsylvania congressional meeting with all the congressmen, and I wasn't able to get out in time. But yeah, she texted me and just said, "What a wonderful event! People were really." She was explaining to me when he was taking the oath of office, people were in tears, cheering. They just were so happy to have a place. And what you provided for them, Dom, an opportunity to all get together with Linda's help was just amazing. And my phone was blowing up yesterday afternoon and even today about thanking me for allowing in our facility. But I said, geez, it was Linda and Dom's, you know, putting it together. I was down in Washington, you know, enjoying the festivities while you guys were up here putting on this great show. And it really, really was great. And also it gave great exposure to Linda and what she's doing with Bucks County Votes and, you know, and how we're getting after it. You know, I asked her, I said, well, what's the mood with the people that were there? And she goes, Jim, everybody is anxious to get started. We are ready to go February 1. We're going to roll out our program. We're going to get voter registration. We're going to get people sign up for vote by mail. They have such enthusiasm. People want to continue, like the President Trump says, the win, win, win. And I'm telling you, right off this bullshit about losing the midterms in 2026, I don't believe that's going to happen. I think we have such wind behind our sails that people across Pennsylvania, across this country are so energized by President Trump and his administration that we're going to turn that paradigm on its head and we're going to increase our margins in the House and continue the winning that he started here in 2024.
It's very doable, Jim. Thank you. Thanks for that insight. I do hope you have RFK Jr. at the NAC. That would be spectacular. Maybe a workout.
I requested it. I got him on my radar. So, and his wife's in there. She's an exerciser, too, so I think I got him convinced.
Oh, boy. Can hardly wait for that, Jim. Thank you again. By the way, I love the lettering from the, what is it, the bypass, that you can see the knack in silver out there. It's very, very fitting.
Yeah. We had to get a special exemption for that, Dom.
Good stuff, Jim. Thank you. Thanks as always.
Thank you, sir.
All right, sure. Jim Worthington here. All right, the testosterone with RFK Jr. Here we go. This guy is going to be in the center ring of all this stuff. Now, this will bring up, I know it's hard to believe, Dan, you weren't around when this, I don't think you were in talk radio then. There was this whole idea, don't eat tofu. That's what the cause of it was. I don't even know whoever ate tofu. With the testosterone stuff.
Right, but it's all soy, right?
Yeah, yeah, the soy stuff. Don't be a soy boy.
Become a soy boy. Yeah.
Soy boy type of stuff that's out there. You know, do I buy into some of this, that it's the food that's doing it? I'm not going to blame everything on the food. I think RFK Jr. might be, you know, that gets people out of the exercise part of it, et cetera. But this is going to be where a lot of excitement happens and a lot of ways for Republicans to connect with people in the suburbs. RFK Jr., their kids, et cetera. Let's see what Madeline Dean says about the food supply. 855.
Decency.
Thank you. That's right. No testosterone talk here. 855-839-1210 will get you in. But right now, first,
it's Dobbs Money Melody.
All right, we're playing for a pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra Friday, February 21st at the Asplundh Concert Hall at Westchester University. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. Dan?
Yeah, Dom, today we're talking historical television and one of the big series that led to a revolution on the, what is it, the silver screen? Is that what you call TV? No, that's movies.
Small screen.
The small screen was this series, Dom, that we're playing the theme for. And we want to know, what is the name of this series that we're playing the theme song for? Don't want to give much more away, but a very big in television history recognizable name. Take a listen. Whoa, Dolly Parton there. Take a listen.
A street that wears a fancy label has glorified its song and fable. The most exciting people pass you by, including a private eye.
And we're looking for what's bleeped out there, Dom.
Okay. And this is another famous address. That's today's side question. Hit us with that at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. And we will send you off to the great Conklin Show. People love it. 855-839-1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. Let's hear the clue today. And famous addresses is what we're looking for. Hit us with this address.
A street that wears a fancy label. It's glorified in song and fable. The most exciting people pass you by, including a private eye.
Let's go to Ed in Pennsauken on Talk Radio 1210. Ed, what's the address in that song?
77 Sunset Strip.
Yes. Who was the, what was the parking attendant, Ed? Do you know that?
Kooky.
Yes. Kooky, kooky, lend me your comb, not a brush.
That's it, Dom. That's your song.
There was. That's exactly right. There was a lot of combing of hair, there was Vitalis in that hair, though, not gel. That's one of the biggest breakthroughs in human history. Maximum hair gel versus the Vitalis. Definitely. Ed, you're a winner. Enjoy the show with Conklin. Dan, you got a couple of other things on.
Yeah, so 77 Sunset Strip, Dom, as you hear behind me now, I finally got working. Kooky, kook me, lend me your comb. Kooky, a huge character.
Yes.
Really was the foundation for the Fonz and James Dean. And first ever product placement was Kooky as well with Harley Davidson. He'd ride that Topper motor scooter in the show, and then he was on advertisements. And the series itself, 77 Sunset Strip, is known as, in television, the first ever franchise, spawning no fewer than 3 spinoffs and being the genesis for series that later became such Law & Order, NCIS, CSI, those procedural type drama, the crime dramas. So really revolutionary series there, 77 Sunset Strip.
Ed Burns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was kooky. Yeah. Hey, do you name anyone else in the show? Because we couldn't.
Was Robert Stack in the show?
I don't know. No. Roger Smith, Efren Zimbalist.
Oh, Efren Zimbalist Jr., FBI.
Oh, you know. Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We had to look into
it. It's a weird name, Efren Zimbalist Jr.
Yeah, recognizable, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know who Roger Smith was married to?
Ann Margaret.
Wow.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Dang.
No, look. No.
YouTube.com/@WPHG.
Nothing there. Nothing there.
Trivia master over here.
Yeah. All right, so it's like CNN and Fox. They gave me the question. No, they did. Okay. Sonny Hostin today. You can just imagine the sunny hostility that Hostin has that Trump dared bring up DEI on the commemoration day for Martin Luther King Jr. And I want to make a point about Martin Luther King Jr. and how the left and Sonny Hostin see him. Would he be a man of DEI? And one of the best moments yesterday at the NAC is one that African-American young guy minister Lorenzo from Detroit was talking about the embrace across racial lines and all the rest. People stood and applauded in certain sections of where we were at the NAC yesterday. It was a good moment. Here is Sonny Hostin, though, breaking down Martin Luther King Day.
So I went to Buffalo Wild Wings and watched Notre Dame.
Finally, I think I agree with Sonny on the fantastic nature of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Sorry. Fortunately, not be victorious, but I went with a bunch of my law school buddies, and we ate wings and thank you, Tony, who's the manager there, for making me feel good. But the one thing that I did think about was the hypocrisy of having a man be inaugurated to be president on the same day as we commemorate MLK, and that same man saying that he was going to get rid of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
The irony of it.
The irony of it, because Martin Luther King not only wanted racial equality, he wanted economic equality. Yeah. And that is something that people tend to miss. And I want to remind people that he said that Black Americans deserved reparations for the injustices they faced. He argued that reparations were a form of justice, in fact, not charity. And he said, quote, "It's all right to tell a man to lift himself by his own bootstraps, but it's cruel jest to say to a bootless man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps."
Yeah.
And so in thinking about that, and Donald Trump saying things that this country would be a meritocracy, you're talking about a man who didn't become the president of the United States because of merit. He hasn't had really, he had no political experience whatsoever. He had no business experience. He was given everything that he has. He is a legacy hire. He is, if anything, a DEI hire. A didn't earn
it. Bring it home, Sonny. Bring it home.
So, you know, those were just some of the things that I was thinking about.
So I watched it. I always watch.
All right, Henry, you had something there. No? Okay. All right. So, so just think of the follow the bouncing ball here. And it always gets me, maybe you too. We look at Martin Luther King Jr. We look at people truly facing lynching, attacks across the South, the lack of basic rights. And we compare that to DEI. And notice she used the word equality. Well, anybody reasonable is about equality of opportunity, but not equity. Equity meaning the same outcome, not the same ability to get an outcome. And on it goes, doing this on Martin Luther King Day. And the idea of diversity is not diversity is bad, but saying that forced diversity, bean counting, quotas, that's what the issue is. Continue to fight this battle. Americans voted on it. They know exactly what we're talking about. Same thing as the transgender battle. We played you in the last hour or two this, and I think I've seen this woman occasionally. They bring in the bishop in Washington and her around Christmas or whatever, and we hear the left-wing version of a holiday making the point to President Trump at this prayer breakfast today that apparently the stuff that he's saying is giving huge anxiety to parents and their kids who may be gay. Based on what? What is it that is being done here that's creating that anxiety? Again, this is the only refuge they have. This is the playbook. This is what they'll always go to. And the American people have spoken. So then you have to say the American people are demanding this stuff because they're a bunch of racists, misogynists, homophobes, up and down the line. That's what that percentage of Americans are about. I played you earlier, Donnie Deutsch, who's a real anti-Trump guy. He's an advertising guy, big shot in New York who is on Morning Joe, and he says that Trump is giving people what they want. And this time around, the people that were involved in this coalition were historic numbers of younger people, African-American, and particularly Hispanics. But there's no other person on The View they occasionally talk about. You know, we need somebody there that would be a Trump supporter, not the woman who is a turncoat from Trump, used Trump, and then now is on national TV to attack him. They need somebody who's legitimately conservative, Trump supporter. They can't handle it. They cannot handle debate. They just resort to talking over each other, emotionality, and hostile bitterness, hatred. But you heard so many different that Trump was just given everything. Now, it's true with the father, all that. We know that. But look at the run for the presidency. And he doesn't have merit. She said something there that's so appropriate to break down. Trump doesn't have merit because he had no political experience. That's the whole idea of what people want. They don't want someone that goes through the typical traditional political lens. They wanted an outsider. They wanted someone, though, who was shrewd enough, as political as anybody you're ever going to see, to fight for them and to win. They didn't want the garden variety of politicians. They cannot get that thought in their head. They cannot counter this. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is push pound 1210. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem, who was one of our big four stars yesterday. Sorry, no football was thrown yesterday. They gave me a deflated football. I didn't think that was fair to throw it 50 yards yesterday, so I decided not to do that. Let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hi, Dominic, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys today. And again, thank you for yesterday. It was a wonderful day with a lot of wonderful people. I had the honor of meeting the lovely Ro, and got to hang out with a couple of the other ones. But I also got to meet Joe from Columbus, and that was great. We had a good conversation. It was a great day, just a great day, and we deserved it. So, but I want to let everything else slide just to get to my side answer, because I tried to go a little outside the box and tried to put it into a context of the Dom show. And it occurred to me that I could easily see you saying, what is the Mount Rushmore of famous addresses? So I give you 13,000 Highway 244 in Keystone, South Dakota. That is the address for Mount Rushmore.
Nice,
you guys
looking
have
that one up.
A great day.
That's a great one. All that coming because O'Reilly tells me Trump keeps bugging him. How do I get to be on Mount Rushmore? Oh, man. I don't know if he actually believes they could put another visage up there, knock somebody off from Mount Rushmore. Or he's saying it metaphorically, but there you go. Great work by Dan yesterday. We had Earl, Robert of Ben Salem, Dave of Somerset, that's quite a trip there. Joe of Columbus, some of the real regulars with us there. And we're already working on other upcoming events. You'll be hearing about them. Some things around President Trump, maybe first 100 days, something like that, which at this pace are going to be beyond exhausting. All right, your reaction to Sonny Hostin. And again, the current DEI movement versus what Dr. King was about. You know, they want to argue that if he had lived, he'd be in the DEI movement today. I don't see it that way. That's not what he was talking about, against all odds. And trying to say they're going to hijack that to make the point that Trump is a legacy, is a DEI hire. Think of what he went through to get this presidency. Not one, but two. One attempted assassination. The other, he was hit. The big four court cases, all the stuff that went into that. And just the daily drumbeat of one hoax, one attack after another. And particularly the family cost of that, to be involved in it. All right, 855-839-1210.
Twitter's now digging up some old audio of the pastor that delivered this.
Okay. We might have some of that coming up.
Yeah, we have some coming up on that.
Yeah, we'll have that. And my buddy, Sergio Gore, Dan, you may not have seen this. There was a big party. Look, they're going crazy party Sunday night. And maybe he let the cat out of the bag. He talked about all the dignitaries. This is Don Trump Jr.'s best friend, apparently. All the dignitaries there. And he goes, and we're going to have another big announcement joining the Trump administration, Judge Jeanine. Now, I don't see Judge Jeanine giving up the five and all that for the job that would be on her level. I don't think they seriously thought of Attorney General. That would have been wild. Can you imagine the confirmation hearing, Judge Jeanine Pirro and Elizabeth Warren? Oh, my goodness. But that's what he said. And I haven't seen anything. Fox isn't going to have anybody left at this rate. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. And we'll play you a little bit more of this, Reverend. Imagine you have to sit there and hear. You are making LGBT kids have nightmares, Mr. President.
I actually have her audio at a protest in 2020, the Summer of Love. She's talking about President Trump back then.
Okay, we'll have that coming up and your calls here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. So we've been following this woke Anglican, I guess she's a bishop, who often you'll see around the holidays, they bring on one of the Sunday shows to try to be even more progressive than the cardinal. The Catholic cardinal that sent on, lecturing President Trump at the prayer breakfast today, not just about illegal immigrants, but about kids that are gay. The illegal immigrants, that's one thing she might say, you know, leaven it with compassion. But the other, outrageous, Dan, this is a little bit of her previous actions during the George Floyd summer.
Why did you want to come out here and send
their message? It is a message of a call for justice, for swift justice for George Floyd, for systemic justice for all brown and black people who have been under the knee of this country in ways that we have witnessed time and again. This is wrong. And this rising up, this spontaneous uprising of people, mostly half my age or younger, they're the ones we should be listening to.
And they're angry at the president.
They're so angry.
They're angry at the president. So what is your message to President Trump today?
Well, he should. I've given up speaking to President Trump. We need to replace President Trump. We need leadership that will lead us in the ways that this country deserves.
Thank you.
All right, then. And this is somebody you have to sit there at these prayer breakfasts. It takes a lot to be president and have them lecture you that you are creating anxiety in these families and these kids. The illegal immigrant part we played you that she said, that's one thing. That's politics. This other stuff, though, they won't give it up. It's pretty simple. America is saying it's over. We're not going to take this anymore. You're not going to continue this battle infecting female sports. You're not going to do this in schools. I know it's going to be house by house, school by school. But in the end, this insanity is going to stop. And someday we're going to look back on people that were condoning these operations, puberty blockers, etc. And people are going to think this is as ghastly as it gets. It's going to be reminiscent of other wacky things, but these are with kids. I don't think she would come on, Dan. People are driving off the road hearing this stuff and taking the opportunity. All right, she thinks she's speaking truth to power. I get it. The president can't say anything. What are you going to do? You got to suck it up when you're president. Let's go to 855-839-1210. Let's go to John in Westchester, and John's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, thanks for the wait. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dom. Hi, Dan and Henry. Yeah, I had originally called to tell you that her name is Bishop Marion Budd.
Okay.
She's the spiritual director of the Episcopal Diocese of Washington, D.C., and the National Cathedral. And she exemplifies the intellectual and emotional superficiality and lack of depth and understanding of, you know, true thought and true, like, Voltairean or Rousseau-like intellectual progression. that what she does is, instead of giving strength of spirit and strength of character to the people who may be feeling like that, all she does is throw gasoline on the situation and create more problems than were there in the beginning.
John, in short, she might be the hidden participant that we need on The View. She'd be perfect on The View. She can add an evangelical touch to it.
She's about 150 pounds light.
Okay. And John, what is your address?
My address is Broad and Patterson, the home of the 2025 NFC Championship game.
Ooh, Don,
all right, John, that means
you
must have a prediction there.
Well, my prediction is the same one I have every week. The Eagles are going to win. Doesn't matter whether they are or not. That's who I predict is going to win, and I've been right 16 times this season.
Hey, John, can you show Dom what it is to be a true Philadelphian and give us one of those great Eagles chants?
Watch it. He's baiting you. Don't mess up, John.
Absolutely.
To play it forever.
Absolutely.
Ready. All right.
Absolutely. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, not
all
bad.
Right, John.
Let me
very
hear
nice.
You all say E-L-E-S.
I went to Catholic school. I can spell. So.
How's your penmanship, John?
Well, I'm visually impaired now, so now it's terrible, but it was less than good.
So, John, do you read Braille?
No, I. It was progressive, and so I listen to audiobooks. I read maybe 3 hours a night. So.
Oh boy! All right. Well, John, thank you. Great
thank
call.
You, John.
And three
thank
hours
you.
With you, Dom.
Well, there you go. That counts for a whole lot, right there. Thank you, John.
Right.
Thank you for spelling
You're
Eagles
welcome.
Correctly, sir.
Yeah. Thank you very yes. much. Because I was going to ask about the cursive thing. Greg Stocker was so effusive after yesterday's event. He said, yeah, I think further producers should have to write the Palmer method of penmanship.
It doesn't, know. There's
cursive.
No reason for it.
Yeah. Oh,
no
yes, it. There are signs all over the place. Bring back cursive.
I have an example of someone who might not know cursive.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
You know what? She knows cursive, Dom, and she still spells
yeah,
like that. So
true.
You know what? That's against. That's
Cheryl
against.
Cheryl Parker was an English teacher.
She
and
was.
She's pretty literate and named her son Langston after the great poet Langston Hughes.
We should have organize an English teachers playoffs or something like that between you and Cheryl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, line up some old students, see how they're doing now.
She hasn't fulfilled her pledge to come on the show, so I'm a little bit off put by that.
Yeah.
This is Cut 12, though. I wanted to update this because we haven't heard it from Trump. In fact, he told Susie Wiles, who's the chief of staff, to get on this, Dan. Here, President Trump, because I'm not giving up on this, was asked about the New Jersey drones. Cut 12.
But is it anything these drones? Is it anything that you think
work? No, I think it's terrible. I would like to find out what it is and tell the people.
And can you commit to some kind of...
In fact, I'd like to do that. Could we find out what that was, Susie? Okay. Yeah, why don't we find out immediately? I mean, I can't imagine it's an enemy or there would have been, you know, people would have gotten blown up all over. Maybe they were testing things. I don't know why they wouldn't have said what it was.
What was on it?
They had a lot of them flying over Bedminster, which is interesting.
And with the events today.
All right, so Susie Wiles is the chief of staff. I can see her nervously with the pad. Get on the drones. Are we going to know what happened to the drones?
No.
There's been a lot of conversation on Reddit, Dom. People are like, you know what? I give Trump some grace here. You know, he's got some other things he's got to worry about, but it's nice to know that he's on it still.
I thought he would know. I thought he would be briefed if there's any government thing, but who knows how these things work. And again, if we just go past this, we get tired of it. The media wants you to be tired of it. Those drones should not be there. There's got to be what people want are definitive answers or whatever is reasonably definitive to this. Simple question we ought to know today. Put someone in charge on this. Susie Wiles, the chief of staff. How would you like that job? Oh, my God. Apparently, she knows how to let Trump operate in certain spaces and try to clue him when it goes too far. Everybody needs that person. By the way, I think I have a great side question from Lamar, if I could read my own handwriting. Oh. I could not unveil the salmon-colored shirt, ladies, today.
Oh, why not?
Because it still has the sales thing on it, the tag. And I'm looking
really
all over the place.
Scissors?
This is a giant corporation. No pair of scissors. So tomorrow, probably 1 o'clock hour, we'll unveil it. But I might be doing something on a famous article of clothing because this was a much sought after. I had to bring Ro in on the hunt. We did get it at Boscov's on Saturday night.
Wait, so you're telling me, like, what is
his excuse is that
like?
He doesn't have scissors.
Well, yeah.
It has a string on it.
It's a string.
It's
not the plastic tag.
No, it's a string. Yeah.
I mean, a string, I can understand. I still think it's a little weak, but I get it. I'll wear it tomorrow.
I don't want to wear the string.
There should be a pair of scissors somewhere.
Yes, an entire station. There are no scissors. I've gone through drawers back there, as secretaries, et cetera. Well, there's a whole array of 100 computers and nobody that's ever back there. So God knows what's there. All right.
I thought you were a no S guy. At the end of scissors, I thought you would call it a pair of scissors.
No, it's a pair of scissors.
Pair of scissors.
There's
two.
Yeah,
but there are people that say pair of scissors, you know, and I thought you were one of them.
You're thinking of attorneys general.
Because
they're each individual. All right. Joe of Exton is next. It is the lightning round. Hit us with your all-time address. He's been great once today. We'll decide. Get your name into the hat. And tomorrow, the shirt here on Talk Radio 1210.
Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Yes. President Trump reveals which president would he turn to for political advice. And he said Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And he said, they should have listened to Bill Clinton in 2016, but he still would have beaten Hillary. But yeah, Bill Clinton is the person you'd listen to. Let's go to Joe and Exton.
Wait, before I messed up.
Yeah.
The time has come for the final test.
Play the Money Melody.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Hit us with that all-time address. Hey, Joe, people asking for you yesterday. That happens every day. How you doing?
Fine. I missed you, Don. I'm glad you're back on the air. But
hey, Joe, just so you know, you are allowed to call in the rest of the week. If you win early in the week, we'd still love to hear from you, brother.
Yeah.
You can just call in without a side question.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And after I provide my answer, I have a comment.
Sure.
My street of renown is 10 Downing Street, residence of the British Prime Minister. Now, for my comment, if Judge Jeanine is not interested in the position, tell Trump to choose Judge Judy. She's a no-nonsense judge who refuses to be bamboozled.
Well put, Joe, except guess who she endorsed as the smart guy that can bring things about? Our buddy, Michael Bloomberg. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that was her
candidate.
You
know, I would have never expected Joe of Exton to be a Judge Judy fan.
No, she is the original no-nonsense.
Rather than watching Judge Judy during the daytime, I would expect like Ken Burns documentary or something on the side, you know, or the life and times of Shakespeare.
The Earl of Tacony, great appearance there yesterday on Talk Radio 1210, is very good at being a doorman, too. Earl, welcome in.
I found that slamming doors in people's faces doesn't really accomplish much.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it doesn't really accomplish much. You were talking earlier and the past week about people not being able to read cursive. You got to realize people can't read print. Do you remember a couple of years ago, the city went and replaced all of the street signs? They used to have a capital letter and then lowercase, and the city changed them to all capital letter. Because they said that ambulance drivers couldn't read lowercase when they were looking for a house.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, Earl, again, this whole thing with cursive, and it's just ridiculous that we even have to live through this. But what are you going to do?
Well, what's wrong with having to write in a different font? I mean, it's technically all it is. You're a two-font person.
Yeah.
But my address is going to be Dom's address and my address. Earth, the third rock from the sun.
Well put. All right. Beautiful twist on that. the Bruce of Northeast Bruce Philadelphia. Hey! What was the Bruce in Braveheart? What was the... it was Bruce of Scotland. It was something Bruce. Let's go to Bruce. Hey,
maybe Bruce.
Bruce
will know.
Hey, Dom, what's up? You know, Dom, you mentioned Robert. Hair earlier.
Yeah, it was Robert the Bruce. There you go.
Oh, Robert the Bruce.
Yeah.
You mentioned hair earlier. Did you ever use Brill Cream?
I did not. A little bit of Vitalis I used. I thought Brill Cream was a bit much.
Is Vitalis for the hair?
Yeah, Vitalis for the hair.
I thought Vitalis was for something else.
No, it's for the hair.
You remember the slogan for Brill Cream?
No. A little dab will do you. Yes.
Little dab will do you. It'll go through the fingers through your hair, yeah. Anyway.
Bruce, anyone running their fingers through your hair recently?
Any blondes?
Well, I wish there was, you know.
Come on.
Are you a blonde guy? Is it blondes or what?
I love the blonde.
There you go. All right.
Who's that one that Trump just nominated for the Justice Department?
Pam Bondi. Yes.
She's a looker, man. Jeez.
That's it.
We'll set it up. We'll set it up, Bruce. You and Pam Bondi.
When we get Pam Bondi on, we're going to play that cut back for her. Bruce, what's your address?
My address is the Hippie Haven address, where the counterculture congregated was Haight Asbury.
There's a blast from the past in San Francisco. Henry, what did you like?
Ooh, yeah, today's contenders. You know what? I like Gary in Newtown's answer of 23,000 block of Malibu Colony Road.
Okay,
which would be the set of Two and a Half Men.
Okay, Dan, how about you?
We had 10 Downing Street from Joe of Exton, Prime Minister, big one in England. 221 Baker Street, but I like the out of the box Third Rock from the Sun. It's kind of, it has both the location and a number in it, so it kind of qualifies.
Was creative.
Right?
Yep.
Where are you going, Dom?
I'll go with Earl of Tacony on that. Let's put him in there. All right. Rich Cioli show next. Rich has you for four big hours right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.